Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I want to talk all about motherhood and medicine. So little snippets and advice to people who are out there struggling and trying to be a mom, trying to be a doctor, trying to have it all. Just some encouragement. You can have it all, but it'll all come on different days with many multitasking episodes. And today on the podcast, I'm interviewing Dr. Cindy Bay. Say hi and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Cindy Bay. I practice dermatology in Manhattan. I'm originally from California, and I have one child, and it seems like a handful, to be honest. And I've recently lost my voice, so this is not my natural voice.
She's super hoarse, so we might even do this interview again when she can actually speak, but this is a mom's life. I had my twins in my chief year of residency at UCLA, head and neck surgery, one of the top 5 head and neck programs in the country, super busy. And like that year, I just didn't sleep at all because one baby, you know how hard one baby is. Imagine two. So what are some words of encouragement for like talking about motherhood and medicine? Is it doable and how do you do it?
I think it is doable. I think it's great to have resources. I have a lot of friends who are also physicians who have children like yourself. And it's always good to get ideas and to de-stress. I mean, look, great minds think alike. We're both at the spa. This is where we met. You know, Google Calendar is my best friend. That's how I manage everything. Otherwise, I would be lost. But I think it's important to know to reach out and to get help when you need it, because you really can't do it all by yourself.
Such a great tip, because in the beginning you think that you have to do it all by yourself and you're a bit of a failure if you're not doing it all and you're outsourcing your motherhood. But I think that's a good thing to learn, is how to outsource your motherhood, because you do need to clone yourself. You need to have somebody help you at home, at work. You need your work wife, who's your amazing secretary, PA, or receptionist, who's like all over the place, or, you know, handling things at work. And then you need your help at home. Like in the beginning, tried to do it myself, where I'd come home and clean the house and do the laundry. And it was just killing me to be like working till 7 and then dinner and that whole kid cycle. And then also tidying up, putting the trash out, starting the laundry. It was just so not worth it.
Yeah. And we, you know, the ironic thing is we always talk to our patients about self-care and the importance of that. And we also have to think about ourselves as well and take care of ourselves. I think that's where it really starts. Just like they say on the airplanes to put the mask on yourself before your children or others, it's so true. If you're not there 100% and, you know, healthy and happy and centered, you're not going to be able to make as big of an impact as you probably would want to.
I totally agree. And I was lucky to have a mother-in-law and my mom and a really great nanny who helped me. So I never felt that bad. I want people out there who are having kids at young ages and having to have caregivers, like, don't worry. Children, when they're young, they just want warmth and love and food and like sleep and the basics. And seriously, they don't remember. They don't remember. They just remember being nurtured and grown. And it's true. When you come home, you are the mom. And kids won't forget that. So like, don't feel bad if you can't spend time when they're young, but do think about like, you're growing your career and you're growing your livelihood, and you've invested so much in your own development that you can't really walk away. It's enough to walk away for a little bit of maternity break. And some people take a year off for each kid or something like that. That would be ideal. But if you can't, you don't need to beat yourself up about it, because kids do well if they have the basic necessities and your love. And when they're older, I think is when they really need you.
Yeah, I agree. I remember when I first had my baby, and even before I delivered, I had this debate in my head about daycare or a nanny. And there's so many things you beat yourself up about. My mom also helped me when I had my baby, and then we put her into daycare afterwards. And it was such a hard decision, but I think you just have to find what works for you.
That's so true. Yeah, we did a little early preschool because I also felt kids get bored at home and they need the stimulation, and they actually grow up smarter when they're surrounded by lots of environmental stimulation versus just like the little go for a walk at home with one person every day. It's not as fun as go to preschool, but they get sick so much in preschool, then I had to pull them out for a while, right?
Case in point.
I had twins in my chief year of residency, then I had two more. So 3 girls, 1 boy, and you have one. One girl. So are you having more?
I would like to. I had siblings, or I have siblings, and I think it's so fun growing up with siblings and then having a good relationship with them as an adult. I would love to have that for my child too, so probably.
Yeah, I think that's another really good tip is, like, it's great to have a single child, at least to have a child. It's great to have no children. Enjoy each phase of your life and every decision you make regarding your own fertility and motherhood and not being a mother. It's all good, but, like, if you are going to have kids, I think that it's nice to maybe have a sibling, because I remember being beat up by my brother and fighting with my sisters. It makes you a different person. When you're a singleton, you're sort of very special and treated like the focus of the household. And when there's multiple kids in the family,
it's
survival of the fittest.
I agree. It gives you character. One thing I would recommend is probably, I waited a little bit longer to have kids because I thought I was busy and I really wanted to build my career. But looking back, I realize I don't have the energy I used to. And I wish I would have started a little bit earlier, because there is no good time. And
tell us your age, if you don't mind. If you don't have to say, you can say the decade.
I'm in my 30s. But yeah, that's one thing. I used to think that I was so busy. I mean, early on, I was trying to publish and really get my CV up and going. But now, thinking back at it, I really wasn't busy. Now I'm busy with the kid.
That's so true. Yeah, kind of think about your goals. When I finished residency, I actually went in as an MD, PhD and in med school. And then I decided, like, oh, life is too short. I'm just going to go right to residency. And then it's the whole decision, like, do you do residency plus a fellowship? Or by then you're, like, already, like, 30-something and are my eggs going to make it? I don't know. So I think you should decide, if you can, if you want to really focus on career first and kids later, then freeze your eggs. Freeze your eggs and give yourself some options.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I think that freezing your eggs should be spoken about more openly. And I think programs should, now I'm maybe sounding crazy, but I'm really pro women, pro fertility. I really think that this needs to be discussed more, because I have patients who are in their 40s who, you know, were on their career track and never really thought about these things because nobody openly spoke about it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no, I mean, even the few women that are out there as professors and academics, it's almost like they got there at a time that was so sheltered and they're so protective of their domain that they made it to the big boy world that they don't really, like, reveal these insights to you. Because we had a few female professors who were really awesome, but maybe, you know, they survived their battles, but I didn't get a lot of nitty-gritty advice about what to do. Maybe I didn't know the questions to ask. But I want to just, like, put that advice out there, because you guys should know it going into it. As if you're a woman and a doctor, like, fight for your rights, ask for your maternity leave, ask for extra time if you have a C-section, demand to be able to breastfeed and nurse and pump during your cases. I would pump during my, you know, 5-hour, 10-hour head and neck operations at UCLA. They do major cancer reconstructive surgery. And it was like 12 hours for a free flap routinely. And so, like, to leave and be able to take a pump break, you know, what can you do? You got to do it.
Yeah. And I think it's very overwhelming in the beginning if you do decide to breastfeed. When I started, I was overwhelmed and I got a lactation consultant and that helped. I pumped for about a year and breastfed. And I just made it work. I would pump during my lunch break. I would literally be multitasking, like charting, answering emails, pumping, eating a sandwich real quickly.
Those hand-free breast pump bras, like Medela makes them. Yeah, they're really, really amazing. They're little snap-on hooks, and you stick the cups in. I did the same thing.
Exactly, and I had my pump.
We need to come up with a surgeon's model, right?
Seriously, that might be a great project. But, like, people would come into my office and ask me questions, but I had my little pump in front of me, so I was like, whatever, just make it work. And I was able to breastfeed her for about 16 months, but I didn't even think it would be possible to do a year. So it's amazing, you know, with the help, and if you really put your mind to something, you can get it done.
That's so true. Well, I thank you so much for your tips and tricks for being a mom in medicine. It's definitely not an easy job, but, you know, we need to put good kids out there in the universe. They're the next generation and we have to raise them right. And like you said, that means taking care of yourself first and think and strategize your plans for fertility, your plans for academics, whatever it is. Send us some questions. Thanks so much for tuning in with me, Cindy.
Thanks so much, Kay.
And where can people find you on the gram?
At Dr. Cindy Bae, DrCindyBae.
That's great. So turn in for some more words of advice from women in medicine.